Jeff, that will hit on the special ed. You talked about that. That's the kind of data that they'll get a chance to really look at now. How did the special ed students perform?
Trend out there prior to last year's data. I mean, there's, you know, from 3 to 4 years past, kids are already in the 7th and 8th grades. Those test indicators should indicate where we need to take action backstream as opposed to, you know, upstream. But that's all. I just wanted to understand that, you know, the recommendations that are taking place are based upon some type of information or what we're feeling from our teachers and where we need to be focused and investing.
And Bob, can you explain a little bit about what Brian O'Hara could do as far as that academic audit and what the
Well, a lot of that would be looking at our course offerings, K to 12, and you know what kind of things were in the curriculums in those courses, what we're teaching, and are there things that we need to upgrade? And I know Gary's had some conversations with some of his staff about what we'd like to be, you know, what we're offering now, what we might want to change. You know, can we offer some higher level courses? And it's been hard. You know, we're pretty stretched. One of the things, it's hard to recommend, right, a full-time teacher at the high school because you're teaching individual courses. And you know, we might want to offer a couple more social studies courses and a couple more language arts electives, maybe a math elective, but you know, you can't just, you know, they're specialized. They've got to be, you know, you can't hire somebody for one period a day kind of thing, which, you know, would be really nice if you could. But, you know, so it's looking at what our current offerings are, and I'm pretty sure, I know Gary's had conversations with teachers in the past about some of their courses and what they might want to do different, and that's a lot of that will come once we get that audit. But it's really going to start with this, with our whole team looking at the data.
So at this point, I think that we have, you know, you've presented what you have. And it might be a good idea for everybody to look at it, mull it over, have another meeting after the data has come out and people and the team has been able to talk about that. And also, do we have a valid assessment of the infrastructure that is needed right now in the school? Do we need to have an engineering company come in and take a look at what is needed, or some type of an assessor to come in to ensure that the infrastructure of the building is sound so that we have a place to provide the education that is safe and an environment that is conducive to learning?
That's a good question. I don't know what's been done in the past. If we've had someone come in, I know, you know, the most obvious issue that we see is the water in the auditorium and out the back there. Gary could probably help address that a little bit more. So I don't know who's been in here to look at it.
The auditorium flooding, we got a better handle on it. We've done a much better job. We did have an engineer come in. And a plumbing company come in, they redirected pipes so that the stage, before the stage used to get wet. That problem has been taken care of. We've had some major downpours, some major rain. We actually had the auditorium where it did flood on the bottom, but we are not getting any more water on the stage, which is a big concern of ours, since we did redo the stage. Well, we had it refinished and everything. So that's been a positive. As far as, obviously there's an issue with the water when we have really, really hard downpours coming in where the sump pump in the one closet down here can't handle that water and pump it out. it ends up coming up through that little doorway and then backs up into the auditorium. Fortunately, you know, we just have this, you know, it's just that rug. It's to the cement, so it's easy to clean, easy to take care of. But obviously, we don't want to have that continue to happen. I have been working with the custodian to try to kind of fix it without spending too much money, but it may be a time now where we might need to have more of it come in actually and take a strong look at the plumbing there. I know we believe, Tommy and Tony and I, we both believe that if you look at the addition of this building, there is a tunnel that runs through underneath this building, comes out here, runs along the edge, and it comes all the way around. Water, we believe water's coming in through those walls there, just seeping through the walls, and coming down in that tunnel, coming into that hole, and all that water is just kind of coming in, and it's just building up. And when we have some really hard downpours, when the ground's really saturated, that's when the sub-pump can't handle all that water.
So we really need to have a professional come in,
right,
take a look at that, assess the needs, and get estimates on what we need to ensure that is taken care of.
My
what about mold?
Ceiling, you know, how you have your basement sealed.
Okay, but
I think that might be part of it. Right, we need somebody.
We need someone, you know what I mean, someone to come in and really do a good assessment
absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. You know,
you had an engineer before, you said, or an architect?
Well, we had the engineer help us with the plumbing. He was with he came in and helped the plumbing company we had come in and try to solve the issue we had at that moment. And that moment was water was coming out of the water fountains, out of the two old bathrooms on the side of the stage. We sealed that and took care of that, and we've just kind of been problem solving. Now we're down to just that one little area that sometimes.
But spring is coming.
Yeah. Spring is coming.
That's right.
Okay. In fact, in 28 days, spring is coming. So
it's been improved.
Good.
When I first got here, it was never dealt with, and we would get a mild rain in that auditorium. We have water in the band room coming out. Like I said, water fountain. So we've taken care of a lot of those issues. The office, if you recall, the central office was flooded. We had that taken care of. That has not flooded, knock on wood, since we had that problem taken care of. So we have taken care of a lot of the water problems, but we still have that one issue in the auditorium, and I think we probably need somebody to come in.
We do. For us, if we want to keep this levy on and come back to program, you've got to know exactly what the costs are to fix all these water problems. Mm-hmm. If it's $10 million or $1 million, whatever it may be, we got to know. I hope it's not that.
And not just water problems. And also, if we want to improve the technology, do we have the electrical systems, you know, up to code to be able to handle what the technology that we want to bring in, you know, fire safety, sprinkler systems, all of that kind of thing. We need to ensure that all of it, you know, I mean, safety first. And when we're talking about the health and welfare of our students and our staff, we need to ensure that everything is being taken care of. So, you know, Tom, I agree with you there. We need to have a full assessment, because if we want to change over from an operating levy to a permanent improvement levy, how much is it going to cost to ensure that all of the needs are being met so that these buildings are going to be around to be able to house our students and staff safely and community? Because we'd like to be able to, you know, use the facilities in conjunction with the community.
So then it sounds like one of our next steps should be that walkthrough,
yeah,
that we had talked about, so that we could get a good idea of facility-wise. That was last month we talked about that.
Right.
Sorry, we talked about doing a walkthrough so that we would do an assessment, get a good idea of what our next steps were as far as facilities are. And as far as your plan goes, I know you're kind of looking for some feedback for us. We're kind of straying all over the place here.
That's okay.
No, that's what's as far.
That's okay.
But, you know, I think you did a great job, and it's very thorough and covers a lot of what we've been talking about. I like where you're going. You know, the curriculum is what's most important to me. You know, if I could take my board hat off for a minute and sit out there for a minute as a parent, that's what I want to see. I want to see that we're moving in the right direction, that we have more course offerings for our kids. The College Credit Plus thing is huge. All of it. I mean, you touched on everything that if I were sitting out there, I want to hear. So I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to kind of now starting to tweak it and hone in on all of this stuff. And any other parents that are sitting out there, anyone else, I mean, I would love to hear.
I'd like to ask about the elementary art position. I am certified, my certificate, I'm qualified to teach anything in grades 1-8, so I can teach the reading, everything, including art, including phys ed. And so if we're going to hire an elementary art teacher, you know, would I be qualified? According to the state, now that's bare minimum. I had a handful of phys ed classes in college. I have handful of art, yet the state of Ohio says I'm qualified. So if we're going to hire an elementary art teacher, are we going to let somebody like me, who I think I'll do a good job, or are we going to hire somebody who's an art educator, who went to school and has a 4-year degree and has a passion for art? I'm a taxpayer. I want the best bang for my buck, and I want somebody who is an art educator. I want to be satisfied with me or you, or nothing personal, Kelly, you, although we'd all do a good job, but I want my money spent, and it has not always been done. And if we're going to do it, then I think we need to do it right this time. That's my thought. I would like your input.
Again, I don't know what we're hiring yet until we discuss it. These ideas came through.
Well, this is just down the road. This is just tossing it out.
But here.
I'm all for air conditioning first, though.
Here, again, the economic side for the teachers, we are in great shape. He clearly said that. If we should spend that, was it $1 million over 5 years, we'll still have 14 left. The structure parts, but we had some serious problems. We weren't even, I didn't know there was a flooding until that one meeting. I didn't know the problems with the stage. None of us knew. And as far as the back wall coming in, I didn't know until then. So we're learning too. So if you know, if there's another problem, please tell us. Cause
that's what I'm wondering about. I'm just kind of like, before something happens, before I, you know, get slipped under there, we have an art teacher. It's like, how are we going to hire somebody?
I don't think we really know until the job description, right? I mean, until they know if it's that technology piece is involved. I mean, Dave, maybe you could answer that better.
Well, I mean, talking with Mr. Ross and Mr. Garfito, you know, and putting together some ideas for this, you know, really, right now, we have a technology person, and it changes every year. We haven't had art in my entire tenure here at the elementary school. And it wasn't cut, it just wasn't brought back. The person left that position to go to the classroom, it wasn't brought back. You know, so as far as licensure, and Patty and I had this conversation this past fall, you know, really that'd be up to what this Board of Education wants. And, you know, she's correct. If you have a 1-8 license, you're eligible to teach art, gym. And so I think it'd be up to the committee put together, to, you know, who's going to do the hiring to determine if that person's the best candidate or not. And that's, I mean, that's,
so
that would be my
question
opinion.
Is, are we going for somebody that's an art educator?
We haven't decided yet.
Well, I think what Mrs. Clay said was, I think once that job description's put in place, because when you add the components that if you combine technology and art, it changes that position drastically. When you start looking at someone who maybe can deal with graphic design, 3D printing, things that are, I wouldn't have a clue what to do with. So I think what we're talking about is find the job description first, and then I don't think anybody up here is going to say that hiring is not the most important thing that I know these guys have to do, and it's you got to find the right person to fit the job description that we come up with. And I think once the job description is in place, be it art solo, be it technology solo, be it a combination, then I think it'll start to define exactly what we're looking for when we start that job search.
And, you know, we might not hire one.
That would be fine, too. I agree with all this infrastructure. To me, the buildings, we got to take care of things that haven't been let go for too long.
And Patty, you do great art projects, by the way.
But my stick figures were cooking.
Just throwing that out there.
Part of things on the infrastructure, I mean, there needs to be a priority plan.
That's right.
I mean, until that happens, it's hard to talk about a whole lot else. I mean, I think, I love watching that presentation about all the things we can do educationally. It sounds like financially, that's something that's very feasible. But the critical stuff, I think, is the hard, much harder question, seems to be all these infrastructure things, and it's hard to even address that until you know. I mean, if there's water coming in the building, that's a priority. You know, that's got to be pretty high on the priority list. But that whole list needs to be developed with some expertise and some thoughtfulness.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if I can just say one thing about the swimming pool, I think that should be the lowest. You know, I grew up, I started swimming at age 4. I swam competitive out of that pool. I did synchronized swimming. I got my lifeguarding out of that pool. I mean, I did, when I moved back to the village, I brought back the Learn to Swim program. But you know what? If it's going to cost that much money, because then you have to look at maintenance of it. And if you want to open up to the community, you're talking senior citizens most likely using it. Now you need to keep the water temperature much warmer, which now you're going to use more chlorine, which, you know, I mean, the electric, the whole thing. I really think that should be at the bottom of the list. That's my personal opinion.
That's what you can do with the Roosevelt property, build a senior citizen. They got their.
I think they got. Sounds like something we could talk to the village about. Yeah, the village.
We can. Councilmen and the.
Yeah, that sounds like a good joint project. Sure.
Well, and that being said about the Roosevelt property and a senior citizens complex or a complex, I really, when I was at the Capitol conference, I sat next to a guy who lived up on the west side of Cleveland in a small community, and they worked together with their community to build something that both the school and the community used. So, you know, in the future, that could be a wonderful thing that we could do. But you're right, the swimming pool, and I was teaching swimming lessons there when I was 15 years old. And I loved that pool, and a lot of people love that pool. But if you were to bring it back, there's a lot of maintenance, and then there's also, it's below the gym floor. And it really took a toll on the gymnasium floor, too. So, you know, and what that community did was they got rid of the old pole, and they, you know, when they did their project, they actually built another one, but one that the school could use. So they all worked together. But again, these are things in the future. We need to take care of what we have right now, and we need to assess it to ensure, you know, and I always use the mnemonic of ADPI, being a nurse, assess, diagnose, plan, implement, evaluate, and you keep going through that circle. So I think it's very important that we take a look at what our needs are and make that plan so that we can present that to the community and make it palatable and let them know why we want to slow down on the operating and look more at the permanent improvement.
So what's the first step in that? How do you start drawing up that priority list?
First step we talked about was the fact that some of us haven't even walked through the high school in a considerable time. So I know we all talked about at least started with a walkthrough, get through the high school, probably elementary as well, though, and start to make that list. And then work off of that list to find the qualified people, because we'll go through and visualize it, because I want to know, but I can't give you a plan on how to fix it. So we need to get the, you know, the experts in there from there and start getting bids. And
sorry,
no, that's okay.
I have a tendency to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
Being from a big family, but I'm sure that our custodians right now probably have a good list. You know, because they're in the building every day and they know what's going on. And that would be, I mean, we'd certainly want to walk through with them, but then we'd want to get the folks who really are the professionals to be able to ensure we're doing it properly.
Where's the list then? That's my contention. If you've had this problem for years, where's the list?
Ask and you shall receive.
Well, no, but I'm saying maybe the communication, whole idea is that we want to communicate and discuss your options as well as ours. And it's important to us. And we got to make sure one thing clear. This levy goes off this year. That was an emergency levy. We just, if we let it go, we'll wait a year, so we got to go with a whole new plan. If we tell them what we're doing, if we want to reduce it to 5 or 6 or 4, if, now's the time to be prepared for that, for the long range, not to go next year. And that's my opinion.
Yeah. So there needs to be some urgency to find the
but
list.
But if we get the architects or the engineers, they come back and says, we need X numbers. Here's the people. If they don't, then we have to do one at a time, whatever it is, the major priorities first, safety first. We have somebody fall in the gym. Somebody fell down in the gym. We got to get it. We have 81 games there a year. Can't afford to be exposed to 81 times for a suit.
So how quick do you have to have this decision made?
Well, that's done. That was already done, the gym part.
No, I'm saying on the levy.
I think we have to put it on by November. I would hope by May, by April or May, we would have a real good plan for all of us.
So that's a lot to do in that short term.
Well, but that's where we have the expertise to give us their input. I have no idea what it costs to fix a pool.
I think the bottom line in all of this is you're saying we need to prioritize. We have to look at all these things and decide
absolutely, Jody.
What's the most important thing? And to me, education.
It is.
But the buildings cannot
be forgotten.
No. Because the longer we wait, the worse
absolutely.
They become. That's how they become what they are now.
That's right.
Because it was put off and put off.
That's right.
So we can't
we're not.
Putz around and not do something.
I could promise. I can't speak. Everybody here feels we're not going to do that. And on the education part, we have the money there.
That's what I think.
We clearly do. Now, do we take some of that $15 million and do some of the structure? I don't know. That's something we have to make a plan of. That's something we have to discuss. I assume. But education is number one. I think.
Does that mean then, from what you guys are saying, then the walkthrough and the call of the engineer will be happening
soon?
Soon.
And who the call is to, that's going to be, I mean, you're going to have to get very creative with each problem. You might not find one person that can go through and give you accurate, you're going to need maybe a plumbing contractor
right.
or not.
But no, what I'm saying is starting that process, because that's kind of what all of
everything's
you guys
hinging
are
on.
Kind of saying
yep.
here. So then.
That's what this meeting was about tonight, to start the process, right. to make you aware of some things that I just found out 2 weeks ago, or three
right.
weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
So, but we don't want to do just jump into something and do it.
Right.
Piece, we want
right.
to do it properly.
No, but no, I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that's kind of the consensus that we're hearing. Then is that Kate had mentioned having another meeting. I think another work session like this, where after the
academic
after
stuff,
the assessment, mm-hmm. stuff like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
After the assessment,
kind of
makes a big difference.
Kind of
because of that, what do you call that?
So that's
that
kind
word?
Of
the
where you guys
the
are
data.
Leaning towards.
That's going to be the easy part, quite frankly. The education part is going to be the easy part when we get the data and decide. I guess you guys should put your input into us. We want to hear it. And then that's, we can decide. I don't think that's going to be a real tough decision.
That
I don't
seems
think.
Less time sensitive than the physical stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Time sensitive stuff, you got to know what your deadline is to act by on
absolutely.
What the levy situation is.
We know that.
So you can work backward from there to figure out the walkthrough timing and all that.
I think we'll get that information within a couple
all
of months.
All you have to do is go on the county board
yeah.
of election
oh, yeah.
website,
so
and it'll tell you exactly
and
what it is.
Have them go through with us
yeah.
and basically point the stuff out.
That
but I think within
is.
A couple of minutes, we could even act on that within a couple, once we get the information.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm mm-hmm. saying, sir. We'd know
it's
also.
Get, it's getting what
this
needs
is March
to be done. And
I would say by May, we should
cost?
Be in crystal clear where we're at. And maybe even earlier than that, crystal clear we should go.
Which gives us
plenty,
plenty
of time
to put the levy
put
on.
The levy on, explain what we're doing, justify what we're trying to do. It's,
is it
again,
60 days prior to the election?
60 days.
For
putting on the levy, correct?
Prior to the election. I think it's more than that.
Is it? Okay.
We have to have it done by August.
Yeah,
so
August sounds right.
Okay, yeah, but we're going to be way done.
We're pretty close to August. Yeah, okay. So 90.
We'll be done.
Okay.
We'll know in May.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm stretching. That's if everything doesn't go our way. I think we'll know before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So that was, again, this is what we bring it to you, making you aware of what's going on. So your input is extremely important for us, the decision makers.
But one thing we can do right now is get the custodians to
do the walk through, get going with
their list, submit them.
I don't know. You know, what I said about facilities tonight is as much as I know. So I.
What was the question? I missed the question.
I'm sorry. So if you're looking at Trumbull County Building Inspector, Trumbull County Health Inspectors, those, sure, but.
I don't know the steps.
Sure, they could be.
And they wouldn't, we wouldn't be charged, right?
Well, yeah, you might be. There are fees for certain things.
Yeah, yeah.
If I may, if you've got $13 million in the bank, I don't think we need to worry about whether this is going to move at the speed of government. There are engineering firms around here, the village uses a number of them, and, you know, if for $30,000 or $50,000, you can get them in here and assess what needs to be done, and that's pennies on the dollar of what you're going to spend for the improvement.
To fix it.
Once you know what the capital draw is, then you'll know what your operating expense, or your operating revenue is. And you've also got to be careful, there's, what, $1,275,000 roughly in open enrollment money every year? If that dries up, that's cumulative. I mean, over a five-year period, you're representing $5 million that isn't in that fund balance if it goes away. So the importance of our educational system here and the offerings that we bring through courses is what brings some of those individuals in here, and we don't want to lose sight of that.
And hopefully bring some other kids back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually, if we have a good program, all of our house values go up or stays.
Everything.
Everybody wins on this. The kids get the best, and our house value goes up, because you're paying a pretty good buck to live in this town.
Okay.
I totally agree.
No, definitely. We can contact the county, get looking at some options on who we can bring out here.
So it sounds as though what we want to do is get this assessment done as soon as possible. And then, once we get the results of that, we should meet again.
We don't need to do a motion. Do something. We don't need a motion.
No, and I think it's great that people came out, too, because this is what it's all about. Because that's the one thing we were committed from the beginning was we didn't want five people sitting up here making these decisions, and then you guys saying, what are they doing up there? We want that input. I'd love to see double the amount of people next time that we can get here to give us that kind of feedback, and so everybody knows exactly where we're at, so.
And we also want your input about the football stadium and the track. I mean, and I feel the senior citizens have been robbed in the last few years. We had the premier kid in the state of Ohio. They couldn't go to the track meets. There's no, they had to go everywhere else. If they couldn't drive, no, it's the truth. We had the national champion, Teala. They had to go to Sebring or somewhere to see that. That's crazy. We have a premier cross country team. Of course, we have a beautiful facility. So we have to look at everything. Not just. Now, I don't know the feasibility of that either. But say we're going to look at all the costs or options.
And that does all play into the open enrollment, like you said. I mean, when we are competing for those, and it's hard to see public education as competition now, but it is. When you watch the TV and you see ads for other school districts actively seeking kids to come to them. If our facilities lag so far behind, even with our sports facilities, you're going to lose kids to those other programs that have, you know, I mean, our weight room is fantastic, but there's other areas that we're lagging, and you are going to potentially lose kids to different programs. So we have to keep that in mind.
I'd like to just say something now as a parent. I also live in this community. It's kind of unique. You just kind of take the principal hat off and talk as a parent that has two boys that one's going to be graduating this year. I will say that I think, you know, I know we need all this infrastructure and everything well, but I feel like, you know, I have a senior graduating that every school we competed against, he competed on subpar athletic facilities. Our athletic facilities were subpar to every, I think, every school we played, just about, in terms of stadium, track, those type of things. I mean, I think it's subpar. And I got a seventh grader coming through, and I think it's time that, you know, some of our, for these kids that we start looking at, really investing in some of those facilities that have been just gone to pot, really has. I mean, if you look out there, we got those visitor bleachers out of the necessity. It wasn't because we wanted to do them. We had to do them because people were falling through. It was a safety issue. Sooner or later, that cement stadium there isn't going to cut. And quite honestly, the cinder track, and if we're doing a disservice to the kids that are in athletics, that do put the time and the hours in. I think it's time we need to move on that. And I think that needs to be up there on the priority list as well.
Absolutely.
And again, that's me as a parent with kids that have gone through here, played sports. I just feel like that's something that's been neglected for a long time. Pardon?
That's who puts us on the map.
The kids, absolutely.
Well, if we do, we should do it right, all I'm saying.
Absolutely, but it seems like, and I'll be honest with you, again, I'm talking to the parent, we've dragged our feet quite a long time here over the last, I think, 3 or 4 years. We've had ideas, like, what are we going to do, what are we going to do, and things seem like it just kind of stopped and dropped, and they kind of stop and don't go anywhere. And I'm really excited about this. I just hope I don't see the same thing continue that happened the last 4 or 5 years. I hope we can follow through and really start moving and kicking in the butt and get going with some of this stuff.
I could say a different outlook here. If the steps that committee made and the financial position we are right now is anticipating, if they do lose students, they want to make sure we're sound for the education part. But now we have a few dollars, and I think we're open. I think the board's more open to looking at these capital structures. That's why I think it's imperative with this levy. It's going to go off. If we show them some justification and get some parking, because we have no place to park, we have some ideas that we're going to look at. Again, it'll come back to all you guys. It's important. So I think then we'll make our decision. That's the way I look at it. Right? I'm open, but I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I'm open to look at everything. And I clearly would like to see a beautiful facility. I'm telling you, I think it's needed. Because I probably saw more basketball, football games than anybody in here. And everybody comes to McDonald's. I met friends that hate to come here. There's no place to park. They hate coming here, and they get tickets. And they don't, not that the cops are bad guys, they get tickets. And we're state power. I totally agree with that. But again, your input, I think that through your guys' union should be, say, your priorities, and it should be swimming pool last. Please put it right for us, and we're older, we don't remember anything. And we're open, right? I think we're totally open. That's the way I look at it.
So, Kevin, next steps and ready to talk?
Yeah, I mean, do we need to adjourn this?
We do.
We do? Okay.
Anything
else from anybody before we go ahead and adjourn? I think we definitely set a format. The next steps are obviously the walkthrough and then start to prioritize that list. We're going to get the information as soon as possible for both curriculum and for the facility so that we can, if it has to be two separate meetings, we can do that. If it's one, we can pull it together. Both, we'll try to do that again. Bring all the information back.
So. Thank you for having the meeting. It's good. It's good to hear.
We really want to hear from you. A lot of you have my email address. You have our phone number. You know board members. But we really do need to hear back. And I can't thank you enough for coming. But this is just like beginning. We want this to turn into something. As Gary said, this has to move into something.
With that being said, we'll move on to item number 7, which is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. I don't think we'll have any discussion. Time is 9:10. Can I get a roll call?
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hand?
Yes.
Five yes,
I'll say 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 yes.